This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Deadly confrontation.
A total of 8 law enforcement officers were shot.
Protest escalation. Child care crisis.
Devastating. We had to make cuts everywhere.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Charlotte police chief calls it an absolute tragic day after the ambush in North Carolina's largest city during the serving of a warrant. Dozens of shots fired, 4 law enforcement officers dead, 4 others wounded. The suspect and target of the warrant was killed. CBS's Dave Malkoff has more.
A residential neighborhood in eastern Charlotte was gripped by a violent standoff.
Shots fired at officer. 2 down, subjects barricaded himself.
We were driving by. We heard about over 100 gunshots.
A U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force was serving an arrest warrant on a convicted felon when the task force members approached the residence. Police say that individual opened fire.
Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased.
Officers tell us as they approached the wounded fugitive, even more gunfire erupted from inside the house.
There were 2 additional people inside.
Those individuals were brought to the police station for questioning.
Now to New York.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
Where pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University not only defied an order to break up an encampment. Overnight, some broke into and occupied a campus building, the same one seized by students in 1968 during anti-war demos. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Social media footage shows dozens of masked protesters using hammers to break into and overtake Hamilton Hall. The group can be seen inside running around, with some placing chairs and tables in front of the doors, barricading themselves in, and reclaiming the building as Hens Hall in honor of a 6-year-old girl who was killed in Gaza this year.
Overseas, Israel's prime minister vowed today to carry out a military operation against Hamas in the city of Rafah, whether or not a new deal is reached on a ceasefire and hostage release. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's choice is stark. Press ahead with a rougher invasion or free the hostages. There are daily protests demanding Netanyahu make a deal to bring those in captivity home, whatever the price.
Stop the talking and start the actions. We are losing people that are alive now.
But hardliners in Netanyahu's ruling coalition say his job is on the line if he delays the rougher offensive in favor of a ceasefire.
Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is back on today in New York. CBS's Robert Costa.
We can expect Gary Farrow, a banker who worked with longtime Trump lawyer Michael Cohen to facilitate that scheme of paying off the porn star, to continue his testimony today in Lower Manhattan. This follows testimony from Rona Graff, Trump's longtime assistant, and David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. You see prosecutors building a real world around Trump and trying to explain to the jury how these hush money payments were set up, why they believe there was criminal intent.
CBS's Vicky Barker with more now on a return to public duties for Britain's King Charles.
No mystery about the choice for first public appearance since revealing his cancer diagnosis. King Charles, accompanied by Queen Camilla, visited a cancer treatment center in central London. The king, standing erect and smiling, chatting with hospital managers before touring the facility and meeting patients. Aides making it clear his contacts with the public will be carefully chosen in the months ahead to protect him from possible infection and conserve his strength.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
There's a vow to rebuild and bounce back in Sulphur, Oklahoma, one of the places torn up by a deadly weekend tornado. City Manager Andy Freeman.
It's gone. We are going to rebuild it. If we have to doze it all down, streets, curbs, sidewalks, we're going to rebuild it.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there's a chance for more bad weather in the nation's midsection today.
A place like Elkhorn, Nebraska, that had a tornado that was an EF3 back on Friday, they are in this area again. So that's something where you've got a lot of debris and now it can get lofted again.
In the Rochester, New York area, the Monroe County District Attorney faces a backlash after she refused to cooperate with a police officer who was trying to give her a speeding ticket.
But why didn't you just stop like you're supposed to?
Because I didn't feel like stopping on Phillips Road at 5:30.
That's not your choice. You know that.
Sandra Dorley cursed at the officer. Now she's issued an apology.
I didn't treat this officer with the respect that he deserved. I am truly and sincerely sorry.
Dorley says she'll pay the fine, undergo ethics training, and refer the case to another DA for review. Well, here's the dilemma. Working parents struggle to cover child care costs. Child care providers face new pressure because some federal funding has run out. CBS's Nicole Killian investigates.
Cora Hoppe was on the verge of shutting down her child care center in southeast New Hampshire. The center burned through its savings after hitting the so-called child care cliff last fall, when $24 billion in federal pandemic-related subsidies expired in Congress.
We went from 90 employees down to 70, and we had to make cuts everywhere.
She used the federal money to upgrade equipment and give raises to staff like Linnea Walker, who at one point was homeless.
I'm taking care of other people's kids, and I was feeling very inadequate because I felt like I couldn't provide the bare essentials for my children. That's a lot of the reason why people leave the field, is because we can't afford to live, but people can't afford to pay either.
Last year, I paid $32,000 for my three children. It is more than my mortgage, for sure.
Jenna Anand has endured tuition hikes and worries she'd have to quit her job if the center closed.
I have the center and I have my husband. That's it.
While Congress approved $1 billion in child care assistance this year, the Biden administration has called for $16 billion to stabilize the sector. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Rochester, New Hampshire.
Life has changed dramatically for 46-year-old Charlie Safin.
We won the lottery. We won the jackpot.
The immigrant from Laos who's been battling cancer won the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot in Oregon earlier this month. He will split it with his wife and a friend, $422 million after taxes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The FCC has fined the largest cell phone carriers.
The fines amount to $200 million, and it's for the cell companies illegally sharing access to customers' locations. T-Mobile received the biggest fine of $80 million, AT&T $57 million, Sprint $12 million, and Verizon about $7 million. The feds say the information allowed highly sensitive data to wind up in the hands of bail bond companies, bounty hunters, and other shady actors. The carriers say they intend to challenge the fines. Matt Piper, CBS News.
In court papers, United Airlines says a passenger on a flight last month from London to Newark owes more than $20,000 in restitution. The Englishman was restrained by others on the flight with flex cuffs after the airline says he became verbally and physically abusive when attendants told him to lower his voice during an argument with a woman sitting next to him. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.